With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A huge crowd on the White House lawn for the 144th annual Easter egg roll. President Biden spoke of the significance of Easter.
Easter reminds us of the power of hope and renewal, sacrifice and resurrection.
An estimated 40,000 people, 10,000 more than last year, expected to participate in the event. That's despite light rain. Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. Coast Guard is preparing a temporary alternate channel for commercially essential vessels near the fallen Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Crews have begun the work of removing steel and concrete at the site of the bridge's deadly collapse into the Patapsco River. Officials describe the establishment of the temporary channel as part of a phased approach to opening a main one. On the battlefront, Israel's military has withdrawn from Gaza's largest hospital after a two-week raid.
Hundreds of people returned to Shifa Hospital and the surrounding area after the withdrawal early Monday, where they found bodies inside and outside of the facility. The military has described the raid as one of the most successful operations of the nearly six-month war, saying it killed scores of Hamas and other militants, as well as seizing valuable intelligence. The head of the World Health Organization said late on Sunday that 21 patients at least had died during the raid, and more than 100 were in dire conditions. I'm Charles Dillatesma.
And on Wall Street, stocks have turned mixed in the first trading for bonds since a report on Friday showed inflation is behaving pretty much as expected. The Dow is down 256 points, but the NASDAQ Composite Index is up 2 points. This is SRN News. Another transgender lawsuit has been filed.
A junior high school student in Wisconsin who is male is suing the Elkhorn Area School District for refusing to allow him to use the girls' bathroom. He claims he is entitled to enter the female restrooms under Title IX, the landmark legislation barring sex discrimination. This argument is being used by transgender people in courts all across the country, and experts say the Supreme Court will eventually have to settle the matter. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A women's roller derby league in suburban New York City is suing Nassau County over an order meant to prevent female sports leagues and teams, which include males, from using county-run parks and fields. Bills that bar men from competing against women in sports have already passed in some 24 states. Numerous polls indicate most do not believe that males should be competing against females on the athletic field. This is SRN News. A stretch of California Scenic Highway 1 collapsed during an Easter weekend storm, forcing closures and stranding motorists near Big Sur.
Chunks of asphalt from Highway 1 tumbled into the Pacific Ocean in a section north of Big Sur and about 17 miles south of Monterey near Rocky Creek Bridge. Engineers had to close the highway temporarily to assess the damage, and the San Francisco Chronicle reports that some stranded motorists slept in their cars overnight or sheltered at the Big Sur Lodge. Caltrans is advising drivers to avoid the area over the coming days as crews shore up the highway. The scenic road has seen frequent closures due to collapses, mud flows, and rock slides during severe weather. I'm Jennifer King.
Two people died when a single-engine airplane crashed amid moderate snow conditions in a California mountain town just north of Lake Tahoe. The plane crashed around 6:40 p.m. local time Saturday while on approach to the Truckee Tahoe Airport. The NTSB will investigate the crash. More details at SRNNews.com.